Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday. It's 8:50 and we'll say good morning to Mickey the Blue and Jay the Red. Morning, lads.
Morning, fellas. Morning, boys.
Hey, Jay. Let's start with Jay. Are you glad you're not facing Everton in a Wembley final?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it would have been nice, wouldn't it, for an all Merseyside final, but there would have been loads of pressure on the game, loads of tension. And, you know, people say, well, it arguably would have been an easier game playing Everton than Man City. Well, maybe so, but, you know, derby games are never the best, are they? And they're always nervous occasions. And I know Liverpool have got a very good record against Everton, and particularly at Wembley as well, but it's just one of them games, isn't it, where if you would have been going for the weekend on the Saturday, you would have been stressed out about it on the Sunday, stressed out about it. And then, of course, the aftermath, if Liverpool would have won the final against Everton, then, yeah, it's great. But if you would have lost it, how'd you recover from something like that? And I know Evertonians have suffered it over the years, but, well, thankfully now we don't have to go through that.
Yeah, I think there would have been a month from now for fans being very stressed out about what's going to happen. I know the overall pitch would be lovely, a Merseyside final, but I think the month ahead would have been, oh my life, who's going to win this one? But I think that sort of takes it away now. It's just a Liverpool-Man City final.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously no one wants to lose a final, but if Liverpool go there and play City and we do end up losing, then at least you can say you've lost to a very good team. But I think Liverpool have got a very good chance. If we can get Coutinho back fit and Sturridge maybe as well for at least the bench, then who knows, we've got a chance, because De Bruyne out for them is a big loss to them, and who knows what's going to happen to Aguero, because he's very injury-prone, isn't he?
Mickey, how much of a hangover from Wednesday night is there? Is a hangover in your head?
No, I'm not really that bothered, Steve. It's only a Mickey Mouse Cup anyway. Yeah, we're devastated, to be honest, mate. Do you know what I mean? And devastated for the 8,000-9,000 fans that went to the Etihad as well. And just really, really disappointing, you know, because obviously of the start that we got with a great goal by Ross. And that we just, again, you know, same old Everton, same old Martinez, that, you know, we were 3-1 up in a cup tie and not changed, you know, the tactics-wise, not changed. You know, we never felt confident at all. And we just sort of let them back into the game. And as I say, that's been Everton all over under the Martinez regime. And, you know, I've been banging the drum for a long time, Steve, but I really fear for him now. And I do just think it's time. It's time that he moved on, because he's just not right for Everton. He's not right for Everton Football Club. The style of football that he's playing, you know, fair enough, it's very much, you know, very fancy, Dan. Looks good on the eye. But we can't defend, Steve. And, you know, when you can't defend, we'll win nothing. And, you know, we're in a perilous position now in the league. And I do fear for us, you know, because things are certainly going from bad to worse. And, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game when we go off to Carlisle the weekend. And it's got to be something that really needs addressing soon.
Mickey, you sound as angry as I've ever heard you. You've actually got a tone of real sort of a vociferous tone there.
Steve, I try to stay positive. I do. I try my best. And, you know, from day one, I didn't think Roberto Martinez was the right man for Everton. But I've tried to stay positive. You know, he's come in and we have put some great performances in. But that, I think, for me, was the final nail for him, because, you know, he just didn't seem to care. You know, when we went 2-1 down, I didn't see a reaction. I didn't see a reaction from the players. I didn't see a reaction from the manager. The only reaction, obviously, was from the fans in the stadium. When you think about the fans, Steve, you know, probably 2,000 Evertonians were in the city. They were in the home end, because to them it mattered. You know, they come from everywhere. And it just didn't turn up. You know, we needed our big players to turn up, and they didn't turn up. So for me, I was done on Wednesday, Steve. You know, for me, that should be him out.
Jay, there's nothing worse than when the topic of conversation around your club becomes just about the individual personality of the manager. We had it with Brendan Rodgers, didn't we? And you know, you're not talking about the football. You start just being concerned about an individual.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange situation, because I think Martinez is quite a good manager. He played nice football, as Mickey's just said there, but, you know, he simply can't defend. And if you're conceding goals left, right and centre, you know, it's just not good enough, and they're never, ever going to achieve anything under them. The only thing I will say is Bill Kenwright does seem like a loyal type of chairman, doesn't he? And he obviously stuck with David Moyes for such a long time, and he seems to get on with Martinez. And I'd be surprised if he got the sack any time soon. And whether or not it's happened in the summer, I don't know. But even then, I'm not so sure, because, I mean, I think that's the way Kenwright seems to like to do business, doesn't he? He is a loyal type of guy, and whether or not a decision will be made in the summer, I'm not so sure.
I don't think he's going anywhere at the moment. Let's get on to the FA Cup weekend. Liverpool, West Ham, starts it off. Oh, it's been horrible playing West Ham this season. That first one at Anfield, that really was a low point, wasn't it, Jay?
It was, and I always look at Slaven Bilic, and I think he's a very good manager. I mean, you look at last season when he managed Besiktas, and they done very well against us, didn't he, in the Europa League, and he has the players, you know, very well organised, and they're up for it, they're in your face, and obviously they've got some very good players as well, and I'm not really looking forward to it, to be honest, because, you know, the other night we had to go to, you know, 120 minutes of football, a penalty shootout, and certain players who never normally play up that amount of time. I mean, John Flanagan come back from injury, and he played the full game, didn't he, including injury in extra time as well. And, you know, you look at Lucas and Lallana, normally always gets substituted, and he played 120 minutes, and, you know, Emre Can as well. So it'd be interesting to see the lineup against West Ham, and I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of changes made. And, you know, it depends on West Ham. If they go strong, then what have they beaten us twice this season? So if they put a strong team out on Liverpool's weakened side, I do fear for us. But, you know, let's be honest, we're at Wembley now in one cup. So it'd be great to, you know, have another little run in the FA Cup. But as I say, it's all about getting to Wembley now, and this week's been great for us.
Get a double. If there was one young player you could put in the side this weekend, who would it be, Jay?
I'd like to give Ojo a go, because he looked very good, didn't he, out on loan at Wolves the first couple of games there, and scored a few goals, and he scored a very good goal against Exeter as well. So there's no reason why he shouldn't get a start, because he's only 18 and he looks lively, doesn't he, and he looks up for it. So give the lad a start.
Mickey, you head to Carlisle, but you know you have to think to yourself, the amount of energy that the team has probably put into Wednesday night, then the real come down from not getting through to a final. Add to that, if you're going to look at the equation and think Carlisle, a ground that was flooded, you know, it was up to its crossbar in water not so long ago, and they'll be fighting to make some headlines for themselves. When, you know, we're not a city that's been wiped out. There's a few things there that might write some headlines at the weekend.
Absolutely, and I think that's why the cameras are going to be there, Steve. You know, throw into the equation as well, at least there's a hurricane on the way, so that's the last thing you want, isn't it, when you're going up for a game of football up to Carlisle. Do you know what? You know what I'd do, Steve? I'd throw exactly the same 11 out that were there, that played against Man City, that started, and I'd said to them, you know, you need to show us a performance there. You need to show a bit of character. You need to dig in, and you need to get a result, because, you know, for the fans more than anything, because it's, as I say, Steve, it's not acceptable. It's going to be a tough place to go. As I say, cameras are going to be there. They're expecting, you know, a result, or they may be expecting a bit of a shock in the cup. And, you know, you can see it coming, because things are not good at the moment. You know, I know Jay, you know, mentioned Kenwright there, Bill Kenwright, and I know he's really, really poorly. I know he's really ill. So it's something that a lot of Evertonians are wishing him the best, but we're also sort of quite concerned about who's running the club as well at the moment, and who is there to make these decisions, because I know Bill isn't too well, and hopefully, you know, he gets himself better soon. But it's something that, you know, Evertonians are concerned about, Steve. And as I say, it's you know, a game up in the FA Cup up at Carlisle. It's the writing's on the wall, isn't it, potentially? So we've got to dig in and show a bit of character.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.